Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Steve. How are you?
Good.
Good.
How are you doing?
I'm good.
Good. Do you have a flag for us again today?
I do.
Okay, perfect.
It's such a lovely shot of the office. I need to put a piece of art back there or something.
Yeah. You need one of those background things.
I know. I guess I could add one.
Makes it look like you're in Hawaii or something.
There we go. That's what I'll do.
I've tried it, but my background's too diverse and it needs to be more plain behind you.
Mm-hmm.
And mine isn't. So we've tried it, but it just breaks up into something. Yeah. I don't know. I don't think we really ever got a copy of a final budget, so I worked something up. But I think we can pass this preliminary budget, and then by the quarter, October 1st, mm-hmm. we really need to have it on Polaris and up and running.
Yeah.
So that gives us 3 months to get it ironed out, and I'll just kind of tell them tonight that we're working on it, but it's a transition thing. So
okay.
I'll try to get close tonight, but I don't know. We'll see.
I'm late. I couldn't get my internet to work until just this second.
Well, there's four of us now, so we'll wait just a few minutes and see if Conrad gets on. If not, we'll go ahead and start. But
okay.
We'll give him 2 more minutes maybe before we start. See if anybody in the public. I was telling Michelle this usually isn't a very popular meeting, so typically don't have anybody show up to our budget meetings, which is interesting.
One would think that more people would care.
Yeah, well, I guess they trust us. That's the way I see it.
Yeah, that's pretty nice.
I'll just get that ready right now.
Looks like Judy's getting on, so we'll let her get on and we'll start.
If my internet starts acting up, I probably will turn off my video just to save some bandwidth, just so you all know.
Okay, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Judy Davis, can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you. I'm trying to find an outlet for my video.
Okay, we'll wait for you for a minute and let you get on, and then we'll do the pledge.
I didn't realize it had been unplugged.
Hi, Ashley.
Hi.
Forgot you yet, Judy?
Well, I can't get the video to connect, but I can hear you.
Okay, that's okay. We'll go ahead and start.
That's the important part.
Okay, welcome to this special meeting of the Town Council. It's June 18th, 2020. Council members Gladys Lefevre, Judy Drain, Elizabeth Julian are present, as is the mayor, Steve Cox. Absent is Conrad Jepson. And Ashley, you've been on before. You know if you have public comments at the end or comments for the public hearing, you can just raise your hand. We can see you, or you can use that option on your Zoom. But you're the only one in the public that's here right now. So we'll go ahead and start with the Pledge of Allegiance. So if you'll please stand. I pledge allegiance
to the flag
of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, thank you. We're getting better at that. So we'll go on with the agenda as planned. The first thing on the agenda before we get to a public hearing is to consider any last changes to the 2019-2020 budget. If you remember in February, we appropriated $20,000 into EMS, $5,000 into recreation, and then the other $55,978 we put into capital improvements projects. I don't know that we ever got that in, but it's in now. Any other changes that anybody wants to discuss? Judy, I don't know if you had anything specific you wanted to address on that.
I don't think so.
Okay, so that's good. So we'll move on to the public hearing part of this. So I'll make a motion that we move from the regular meeting into a public hearing to discuss the 2020-21 budget.
I'll second
that. I have a second. Elizabeth seconds that. All in favor, and we'll do a roll call. So I'll just kind of do it as I see you. So Judy Drain.
Aye.
Elizabeth Julian?
Aye.
Gladys Lefevre?
Yes.
Okay, so that passes 4-0. So at this point, we will open up the public hearing to anyone that would like to make a comment on our upcoming budget.
I would.
Okay.
I have been working on it this afternoon, and I'm getting closer to having it balance. I figured out how it was supposed to be done. So anyway, that doesn't help right this minute, but.
Okay, well, we'll go through, because I also did some number crunching, and maybe the two of us, if we can put our heads together, we'll be okay. So
okay.
Any other public comments?
Kind of hard to vote.
Ashley, this is you.
I can't think of
it. Kip Green and Ashley, you all, this is your department.
I'm trying to think of something, but I just can't think.
You don't have to. We won't make you talk.
That's my job, Ashley.
Okay, if there are no comments, I will make a motion to leave the public hearing portion of the budget discussion.
I'll second it.
It's been seconded by Judy Drain. So all in favor, Judy?
Aye.
Elizabeth?
Aye.
Gladys?
Yes.
And Steve, yes. So motion passes 4-0. to close the public hearing and return to our regular meeting. Okay, so on the budget, it's been, you can tell from Judy, it's been a little bit of adventure because here's a couple problems we've run into. With the coronavirus really affecting our April, May, somewhat June, and maybe beyond, we've had to make a little bit different estimates on our revenue. There was some advice for us to at least calculate a 10% reduction, but I think as a town that depends quite a bit on our tourist industry and our revenues from that, we may be a little bit more. So as we tried to put this together, you know, tried to recognize that we are going to have probably less revenues. The other thing that complicates it, we're moving to a new system, Polaris, as you know, most of you know. We still don't have a real handle on how to generate numbers from that. So it puts it at a little disadvantage in two ways. So we're going to do our best tonight to do a budget. The saving grace maybe is that by October, we should, the state has recommended that we look at our budget at least quarterly. Yeah. And by October 1st, I hope we have some of the things ironed out. We have, you know, most of the summer and part of the fall underneath our, you know, gone by, and we know a little bit more about our revenues. So this will be sort of a shot in the dark, but it'll follow a lot of what we've done on our previous budgets over the years, and not too much of a departure from that. So we'll go ahead. Judy, you want to kind of guide us through a little bit on some of the numbers? Does everybody have a budget in front of them? And if not, you can sort of listen to the discussion. But if you have that preliminary budget, we'll use that maybe to work down the list and see if we can make sense of some of this. So, Judy, do you want to do that, or do you want me to do it and add in as we go?
Let me ask first, did I send the very preliminary one yet?
Yes.
You sent one on
a while ago.
Well, not that long ago.
Okay.
I think it was maybe 2 days ago.
But anyway, you have something.
Yeah, you sent it on something. Friday, June 12th. The last one that you sent to all of us was Friday, June 12th.
June 12th. Okay.
So we have, yeah, we have something.
So that's not too long ago. I don't know. Do you want to go ahead, Steve? I'll tell you what I did. I pulled out one from several years ago to compare, and what needs to balance? Well, no. We were talking today about the beginning general fund balance to be appropriated.
Right.
Now I've lost my train of thought. Why don't you just go ahead, and when it comes back to me, I'll let you know.
Okay, because I worked up a number on that, but I don't know how accurate it is. So when we get there, you can maybe comment to see if I was even close, because I was looking a little bit at the money we got late in the year and appropriated, and then sort of a normal what we get. But I'll just go down. If you want to start on the first page, everyone. The first page starts with general property taxes, 6051. Everybody probably has that. Works its way down a little bit, and some of the numbers we have a little bit better idea. So the 6051, general sales and use tax, as Judy mentioned in her email that went out, those don't seem to be really far off.
Yeah.
So we went down a little bit from last year, kind of what we've spent. I'm hoping that's a higher number of eventually, but I think it's okay to go conservative. So 34,500. Franchise tax is going to be pretty much the same every year. Transient room tax, we make about 10,000, 11,000. So we just did a 10% cut there. So we're hoping 9,000 on that.
Well, the room tax was new this year. We didn't have any history with it.
Right. Right. Yeah. So we had to, yeah,
had that 1 month's report.
Yeah. So we just took a guess at that. But I, you know, again, we'll see how that turns out. The 850 is in line with what we've had before. And then the resort tax, again, we cut that quite a bit.
Yeah.
And you can see that's a significant cut, but I feel more comfortable cutting deep and then putting it back if we have it in October. So licenses and permits, 2,000, cemetery, 300. So that's the first page. Any questions on any of those numbers?
No.
Okay. The only thing I can see that might be a mistake, there are two numbers, 125 for refuse collection for people that need the dump open at other times of the week. The 300 pops up again under cemeteries, and I think we counted that on the previous page, but I'm not sure, Judy.
Yeah, the 300 is what we charge if anyone, whoever is buried.
Okay, so on the first page, there's
Go ahead.
There's 300 under cemetery, and the second page there's 300. Is that a two different 300s?
I don't know. Gladys, were you needing money to do some cleanup and whatever?
No, I don't think so. But remember, we charge 300, but then we turn around and pay that back to the person who opens and closes the grave.
Right.
Does that make sense?
That makes sense. Well, so that would be a revenue and an expense.
Yeah, so we're just talking revenues now. So do we get any money, basically any money, even a fee of $25, anything? Does the town?
No, not right now.
Okay.
So we probably don't need the second revenue of 300 on the page two if we have it on page one.
Exactly, and if we're, so we may leave, well, we'll discuss on the first page whether or not that even should exist, but let's definitely, I'll cross it off the second page so we're not repeating. But it sounds like the first page, that's probably not a revenue either. Okay. Then on the third page, we had to guess on the Class C road fund what we're going to get. We've normally gotten 25 to 30. When Judy and I originally talked, we put down 30, but as I look through it, I'm a little bit more comfortable with 25,000. So if you have 30,000 under Class C road fund allotment, cross that out and put 25,000.
And the one that Judy gave us said 70,000, is that correct?
Yeah, I think that was an original number. Okay. And then We reduced it to what we normally get. And then I thought, let's reduce it just a little bit more because of gas taxes and so on. I don't know that we'll.
So you're saying 25,000?
Yeah, so cross out whatever number's in that and put 25,000. I think that's more reasonable at the moment.
Okay. So my question is, and I was wondering about this, Judy, when they come in and do the roads, when the county comes over and does the roads, what was the fee that they charged last time? And how is that being based, Steve, the Class C roads, the money for that?
I'll answer the first question. The county doesn't charge us anything.
Not even if they come in and put asphalt in?
Oh, then they do. Mm-hmm. They
And so what about when they chip seal?
Mm-hmm. I think so.
In my mind, it was about, and this would be right off the top of my, it was It was less than we thought it was going to be. And I'm guessing it was somewhere between 50 and 70,000 maybe to chip seal all the roads. But I'd have to go back and we could find that number, but I don't remember what it was.
And it depends on what the price of oil is at the time. There's several variables. Sometimes Mr. Bremner gets a real deal, you know, on buying some stuff. And so he'll buy extra that he lets the towns get in on the deal with.
Okay.
And if they can do Escalante and Boulder at the same time, it helps too. So
yeah, we try to, they said that.
Yeah, we try to consider everything. And the money comes from, you know, the measurement of our Class C roads, and then the state pays us so much. I don't know the formula for how they do that, but it's based on the linear feet, I think, of the roads that we have.
Okay. Well, I kind of wanted to take that class, and I haven't been able to get hold of that guy. And with COVID-19, I really haven't pushed to do it so that I have a little bit better understanding of all this, you know. And yeah. I tried to get hold of Farland the other day because I was hoping with this meeting coming up that he might be able to give me a little information, but I couldn't get a hold of him, and he didn't answer, so.
Yeah, I talked to Commissioner Taylor a while back, and he said Escalante had remeasured their roads because they had added a few things that fall under that category, and he said they had remeasured and submitted new numbers, and it did make some difference in the amount of money that they were getting. So at some point when we learn how to do that, maybe it might be a good idea. We haven't added a lot, but you know, up by Connie Reed's, we added a little section. So we probably at some point need to remeasure and see if it makes a difference. But
all right. Well,
anyway,
I'll try to get into that class because I'd really like to know, you know, so when we have this kind of stuff, we have a general idea, especially that I know what's going on, you know?
Yeah, no, that's great. Okay, then next number, grant from local unit. I think according to Judy, that's a fire department grant that we get for Salt Gulch and the Mesa. They give us a little extra money to cover those areas.
It's not really a grant, it's a a legal agreement we have between us that if we cover their the fire department needs in the county, they pay us a certain amount of money.
Okay, so we just put it there. Yeah. Interest earnings, rents and concessions.
Did the county fire department one, that's saying the same as well? The local units and the county fire? Up one above the miscellaneous.
I think that's a different one, but we didn't have a number on that. I don't.
That the 27,831.
Well, that was yeah, and then it for this year it's 22. Is that staying 22?
I don't have.
Yeah. Okay. So we crossed that out because we don't. Oh. Yeah, sorry, I'm looking at it more of an updated one.
Yeah, that's fine. I just want to make sure that you skipped it, so I assumed it got deleted, but I wanted to double check. Okay.
Yeah.
So keep going on the interest earnings.
Okay, interest 2,000, rents concession 1,100, skip down to refunds, dividends 200. Then contribution from private sources, that's kind of a combination of some money for dark skies and for EMT. So we just put it in kind of a private fund and we'll, you know, spend that as, we count it as revenue, but we'll have to spend it a little bit more specifically.
And that is staying at 200?
What's that?
And that's 200?
It's 2,250 is what we have in that.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's not what's here. So yeah, okay.
That's another one we changed.
So what is it now?
2,250.
Okay, thanks.
And then beginning Class C road fund balance to be appropriated. I think we settled on 142,942. Is that right, Judy?
Yes.
Okay.
So 142,942.
That's our total amount that we can spend on roads.
Okay. What was it again? Sorry, Steve.
142.942.
Okay, thank you.
So, Judy, do you want to add anything beyond that now? Because that is the end of the revenues, but I know our numbers were way off because we had some weird things.
We did have weird things. Now, I don't know what I had on the first one. I have beginning fund balance, $290,391.
Right.
That's what you have on this one, but the numbers have changed, but does that stay the same? Yeah. Okay.
That stayed the same, yeah.
And that was on what?
The beginning fund balance, right near the bottom.
So, Judy, that's the one we discussed. Did we actually have that much money left over? That's almost a full year's budget.
Yeah, I started at the other end of it and worked back this way, and I didn't get that far before 7 o'clock came. It's still a work in progress. It may change.
Okay, so give me that number one more time.
142,942.
But then the next line.
Oh, that one? 290,391.
And that's the one I think is off.
A little
because
high.
That's almost a full year's budget. So that's saying we didn't spend
anything
last year. So I suspect, and what I did is I kind of estimated, so this is for anybody's guess right now, and that's why we need to work on this a little bit more. Normally we have somewhere between 8 and maybe 15,000, 20,000 maybe, that goes from one year to the next that we don't spend. So we usually have a balance moving forward. I looked at some of the previous years, kind of put 8,000 as a normal thing, although it varies quite a bit. And then the new money that we got, 25,000, 20 to the EMS and 5 to recreation. I don't know that we spent much of that. So I added that in because we got that pretty late in the year. And then I just added another 20,000 that I thought excess. As I went through our budget and saw some of the numbers that we had, it didn't seem like we had spent near that. So I put what I thought was a more reasonable number, but I don't know how reasonable this is, of 53,000.
For the total revenues?
That we're carrying forward from last year.
Oh.
Okay, but let me ask you a question. Is that 142,942 that's in the roads budget, is that included in that beginning fund balance?
I don't know.
Because we can only spend it on roads, but we do carry it forward, definitely.
Yeah, so I don't know how the 290, that's what we're trying to figure out, that Judy's working back and trying to see where that big of a number came from. So for now, I'm estimating that it's maybe around 50,000 that we might carry forward. And that's even I think that might be a high estimate, but I think it's much more likely that we're carrying that forward and not almost a full year.
Yeah. Will you repeat the number, the one that you think is the beginning general fund balance again, Steve? 50 what? Yeah.
So I just estimated about 53,000.
Okay, thanks.
And it is an estimate, but I think if we estimate it that way and find out there's more, that's good. But I didn't want us to think we had 290,000 moving forward added to what we got this year. So now, if we take that number, and again, we'll work back through it, Judy and I and Michela will work back through it, then the total revenues end up being about 335,847.
Okay.
And that falls in line much closer to what we normally would get in a year.
Okay.
So The real question in number, I think, right now is that 290. So we've got to figure out where that came from and get that right. And then everything else, I think, will fall into place. Mm-hmm. Okay, any other questions on that?
Nope.
Which is the expenditures. We had quite a bit of administrative, but we moved some things around, I think, to make it a little bit more sense. And then when it goes on Polaris, we can track things a little bit better. So instead of lumping things too much, we pulled a few things out here and there. So on administrative and legislative, you know, we have some state fees, website fees, things like that, that are more administration, office supplies, whatever it might be. So instead of 25,000, I reduced that to 10,000.
And on the copy that Judy sent us on Friday, it was at 7,000. Is that true?
I don't know.
Okay.
If it is
10,000 now,
change it to 10,000.
Okay. Thank you.
Now, which one? I'm sorry, I had to go answer the phone, but was that administrative, legislative?
Yes.
10.
Yeah. Because we pulled some salaries out of that to put other places. And so I'm thinking that should cover what we left in there.
Okay.
And we can talk about what those things are, but as I looked at where we've been spending, part of that was, I think, salaries and some other things that we've moved to a different
right.
place.
Mm-hmm.
And then commission or council.
What about the ordinances and procedures?
We haven't got there yet. We're on the second line.
Oh, and that one was blank that we got, sorry.
Right, so put 2,000 in there.
Thanks.
But in commissioned?
Yeah, and that's for any of us to use for training. So okay. Judy Drain, if you wanted to go to Salt Lake for training, that would pay your room and your mileage and whatever, if there's a fee on the class. So I encourage anybody that needs training or wants training in anything specific, that we have some money to use for expenses. And so I think $2,000 would cover that for right now.
Yeah, I think that sounds good.
Then skip down over one line to ordinances and proceedings, fourth line down. We still have to spend some money on codification. I don't know, Michela, did you ever find out what that was?
I didn't find out what the total was, but I did ask Curtis about it, and I just asked him for a status on where we were with it, so, but I can get that total.
Okay, so I put for now 5,000, and that would finish the codification. I don't know that it'll be that much. I don't think it'll be any more than that. So put 5,000 in ordinances and proceedings. Then we skip down quite a ways to personnel.
So are you skipping boards and commissions?
Yeah, I'm skipping everything down to
planning commission is lower.
Okay, and so the boards and commissions, the number that's in that, we should switch it to zero now.
Let me see where you're at. Oh, yeah, don't put anything in there.
Okay, because there was 6,802.
Okay.
Thank you.
Then down to personnel. That's mainly for Corey's annual salary, if he stays on with us. And then, you know, we had planned to have a little more help in the summer. I didn't go there this summer because I thought there were too many complications. But in the future, we may hire someone part-time. So I put 30,000 in that personnel column. But that's mainly for Corey and then any extra help that we may get. Then two lines down, data processing. We put in 2,000 and that's for Polaris, our computer program. We thought about maybe that could be an administrative where I think it's been, but I thought it might be better to pull it out so we know exactly what we're paying with Floris. Skip down to auditor, 3,000, that's typical. The clerks, we decided to combine all of the clerks into one category. So Michela, who does both clerking and zoning administrator, and Judy and Peg. So we pulled Peg's out of the planning commission. We thought maybe it's easier to have it all coming out of one. So 26,000 under clerks. Then attorney, 9,000. General government buildings, I think it says on it, and we added a little note, that will be our utilities. So our water, our power, our propane, etc. That's 15,000. Elections, we decided there isn't going to be an expense this year because there are no town elections. And then planning and zoning, 10,000. So that's kind of the planning commission, consulting, going to classes, training, whatever they need. And then inspections, $700. That's, you know, what we pay the county to inspect. So that's that page. Any questions?
And I assume the planning and zoning went down from 17,000 to 10,000 because Peg's clerking came out of it. Okay.
Yes.
Right.
Okay. Next page. Judy, did you have anything yet to add?
No.
A lot of this is probably new to you because I was trying to get us close to balancing and then we can go from there. Get us in within a few thousand. So next page, fire department. We spent about 42,000 something. They're all equipped. They're all trained and reimbursed, I think, pretty much. So we dropped that budget down to 19,000 for next year. And that's should take care of them because they're ready to go now, I think.
I didn't make that change on mine.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, the one we had was 25,000.
Yeah, and then we added that 20 in, and you know that we forgot to add in, and then we took off some, and I finally decided let's just give them a number that we normally would give them for this year without thinking about equipment and all the other stuff. So yeah. I thought 19,000 was pretty good. Excuse me. Landfill, down to landfill would be next, 5,000. Then Class C road, I have 167,942. So that was the balance plus the amount that we get. So that's what we can spend. So 167,942.
I have 490, but
I know. I think we transposed a couple numbers there.
Could have been done. Yep.
And the twos, I'll chip in $2 if we need to.
That's so kind of you, Steve.
I'll go half and half.
Look, you got someone to split it with you.
I'll go to Vegas and see if I can get it back. So. Then down to grounds, buildings, maintenance, that's mostly supplies and equipment. Again, we've got a new mower. We've kind of fixed everything up with this, with Corey taking over. So I reduced that to 5,000.
That's nice to have him doing that.
Yes, he's really caught us up on a lot of the stuff we needed to get caught up on. So.
Oh, and it's right across the street, and that's great.
Yeah, so, great.
So the 10,000 is 5,000?
Yeah, I think that's adequate for now. That's, you know, that's an area we could put more money in if we end up having some. But mm-hmm. I think that will get us.
That's fine.
Yeah, we'll get there with that, I think. Mm-hmm. Then recreation and culture, that's one that we put money into, but then we ended up having all the coronavirus stuff and all the events off. So to make things balance, I just changed that one to kind of a strange number. It's 3685. That was my kind of category to just balance some other things. So 3685. Then 1,000 on libraries still.
What is that used for?
Is that internet?
Right. I'll bet it is. Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Cemeteries, I put at 5,000 instead of 6,000. But again, Gladys, if you feel like we need more, we can certainly.
No, that's fine for right now. If we, like I say, if we decide something different, we'll figure it out.
Okay, perfect. And then Tree City, we gave some money to help for so they could do Arbor Day and stuff. That's not going to happen this year. It may happen next year. So I reduced that to 500.
Okay.
So any question on that page?
Nope.
All right, down to paying our rent off. So the next page is pretty much 8020 and 8,000 for a total of 16020
on that page. And where are you?
It's on the, and maybe that wasn't your next page, but it's mine. It's starts with community planning and community development.
Yeah, and what did you have on that?
We eliminated both community planning and community development.
Okay.
Because we are done with those projects.
Okay.
That was general plan and the beginning of codification. And so we figured that that's done.
Okay. And then you went down to the transfer to special revenue and that was the 80.
Sorry, I forgot there were two numbers above. So yeah, then down to transfer to special revenue fund, 8020. Should be, I think, and then rent to LBA, 8,000.
Yep.
And then I got rid of the budgeted increase in fund balance because I don't know what that is. Judy, okay. Did you figure out what that was?
Well, I changed the number.
Because I just got rid of it because I don't even know what it is.
Why don't we get together and I'll show you what I've done and where I figured that number came from. And
okay.
then we may have to have another quick meeting or something.
If there's just minor adjustments, I think we're okay. But if we have some major things, we can do that.
Okay. Okay.
We'll just kind of, hopefully approve it tonight as being pretty close.
Mm-hmm.
And then if there's real discrepancies that we find, you know, we may have to hold a quick meeting just to let you know what we've found and changed. So, but I've crossed that number out because I don't really know what that is. And then, so my total expenditures is 335847.
Sounds like a phone number.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? So you guys can kind of be, I guess, looking at that. And
will you say that one more time, Steve?
Yes. 335 847.
Thank you.
47. And that should balance with the revenues. Maybe.
And so when you guys finish with this, then you'll shoot us the new one. When it's completed, right?
Yeah.
Okay, but Steve, you said this balances out with that total estimated fund balance on the we talked about on the first page for 335847, right?
Yeah, so I tried to balance out the total expenditures and the total revenues.
Yep.
Okay.
And I think it balances out, but I wasn't a math teacher or an accountant, so I have to admit that it's been an adventure.
As long as you didn't use your fingers and toes, we're okay.
Yeah.
That's sometimes safer than your head.
It is.
There's nothing wrong with using your fingers. I tell the kids that all the time. They don't have to hide it under their desks. It's a perfectly useful tool.
Okay, next page is just a recap of the special revenue fund. I think we added a dollar in there somehow. I just took it out. You guys have a 16,000 or 16,021.
16,02, yeah.
Yeah, I just put a zero there.
Anything else on that one change?
No, that's it. Then the next one is capital projects. We kind of messed around with this one a little bit because last year, I think we decided to kind of combine it all. And as Judy and I were talking, we decided maybe that wasn't a good idea because there are some capital projects that we're going to do on our own. And then there are others that we want to maybe have CIB match. So we thought it might be wiser to re-separate those into two categories or mm-hmm. two pages. So the first page at the top where it says nature of the fund, it says track park development, or should now?
Yeah.
Okay. And that's all it says, track park development?
Yep.
All right. And that's 21,654 total available.
Okay.
Everybody following on that one?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then so that then consists of fence for 2,000. Pavilion, to paint the roof of the pavilion, 1242. Welcome signs, 8412. The firehouse porch.
Before you go to that one, up at parking lot playground upgrade.
Yeah, we took that one out.
Take it out?
Yeah, take it out.
Okay, thank you.
So then firehouse porch, 3,000. Portable stage should have X's through it because we've already purchased that.
Okay.
So we'll probably just get rid of that out of the line item thing. Picnic tables, 7,000. Maintenance shed door should be X'd out. It's done. And the riding mower should be X'd out. It's done.
Okay.
So that should add up to 2160 or 654.
21 what?
21,654.
Okay. And that is the total expenditures, not the end fund balance, right?
Yeah, that's what we have to spend. So yeah, total expenditures.
Okay.
That's what we have. Total available for appropriation up above. And if we spend all that, it would be total expenditures. So that's what we have to spend. Then the next page.
Then what are you doing with the ending? What did you do with the ending fund balance? Did you leave the column?
I didn't do anything with it, but I guess it would be the same.
Okay. Right. Thank you. Can I ask one question?
Sure.
There was a page, at least on my end, before the capital projects, so it was the debt services. Are we doing that later, or did we?
No.
Is something changed?
There's nothing on it.
Okay. Thank you.
And then there's a page that says other fund.
Yep.
So that was the one that we moved out the parking lot and the playground. We kind of plucked it out of the previous one and put it in this one.
Okay.
And that's the one where we appropriated last year, or in February, excuse me, we appropriated $55,978.
And where is that number, what line, just at the beginning of the to be appropriated? Because it right now says 13.
To be appropriated.
And so instead of 13, it's supposed to say what?
So ensuing year approved budget, 55,978.
5, 9, 6. Okay.
But if you're going to drive yourself crazy with trying to balance the budget, here's what I did to make my budget balance. When we had revenues, they were kind of a little bit short. So I robbed a little bit out of that fund. And I put it in revenues. This will be something Judy and I go through. But if you go back to the third revenue page, I hate to take you back, but I'm otherwise my insanity might get you a little bit. On the third page, there's a category called contributions and transfers.
Under the special revenues on the third page?
Under general fund revenue. It's the third page of revenues. Okay. Yep. It starts with in-governmental, intergovernmental,
yep.
And miscellaneous, and then contributions.
Yep.
I transferred $25,278. So put that in.
The that transfer from?
That last column, just say transfer from other fund.
Okay.
And then that will make your life balance a little bit better.
And what was the number? Will you say it one more time? Sorry.
25,278.
Thank you.
So then on the very back page where we were just talking, the actual number, and I don't know, however you want to put this on there so you remember, is we started with 55,978. We transferred 25,278, and that leaves us a balance of 30,700. And so that is our CIB match sometime if we decide to go ahead with that project anytime soon. I thought it just made sense to maybe use that money to help us balance so we can move things around. And then again, if we find that we have excess somewhere, you know, we can put that back in. But I wanted us at least to be close so that when you look down through it, you kind of feel that it's close enough that you could make a suggestion here or there if you want, but we're close enough to be official, I guess. And Judy, I did all that without really consoling you, but we didn't have time to.
That's okay. I did a whole bunch of other stuff without consulting you.
Okay.
We may have a mess to clean up.
Well, we'll be close, I think, because our budget is usually 300 and something thousand. And I think we're close to that probably on either one of ours if we look carefully. And I think that's for now. Approvable, because I think we're close enough that all that's going to require is a minor shifting of money here or there, and I don't think it's too serious. I don't think we're going to have any major departures.
No.
Any questions on that? And we can open it for discussion if you think we need to move something here or there. I tried to cover everybody's needs as much as I could. I think everybody has the money that they need to operate, at least until October. And then, you know, if we need to amend the budget when we know more, We can certainly do that. It wouldn't take much time to do that. Okay. We need now, let me find my notes again.
So do we need someone to make a motion to accept the budget as presented?
Yes, and what we have to do, we do it by resolution. So if someone wants to make the motion, Judy, how would you like that motion to come so it works for you?
The county sent us a resolution, so here we go. It's a resolution adopting final tax rates and budgets. It is hereby resolved that the governing body of Boulder Town approves the following property tax rate, which they send to us and we have no choice. It's 0.000246 and revenues for the year. And so the revenues that we get from these taxes cannot be more than $6,051. So when you find it on the sheet of paper, that's where that number came from. And it says, okay. This resolution is adopted after proper notice and hearing, which it was, and shall be forwarded to the county auditor and the tax commission. So the resolution is approves the property tax rates and the revenue for the year. And I think that's not the actual budget revenue, but the revenue from the tax rate.
So do we need to do those separately?
I guess so. And I didn't realize that until I was reading it right now. I've looked at it so many times that I didn't really understand what it was saying, but yes.
Okay, so let's go with the resolution first. So if someone would like to make a motion to adopt that resolution.
I'll make a motion to adopt the resolution as read by Judy Davis, provided by the county.
Okay, so we have a motion by Elizabeth. Second by Judy Drain. So I'll go.
Judy, you're on call
again. You'll have to unmute yourself. So Elizabeth?
Aye.
Judy?
Aye.
Gladys?
Aye.
Steve? Aye. So that passes 4-0. Now Gladys, go ahead and if you will make the motion on the budget.
Okay, I make a motion that we accept the budget as presented and as discussed.
Okay, do I have a second?
I'll second it.
Okay, it's been moved by Gladys Lefevre, seconded by Judy Drain. Elizabeth?
Aye.
Judy?
Aye.
Gladys?
Aye.
Steve? Aye. Okay, so that passes 4-0. All right. Moving on. Someone else has turned to talk for a while. 4th of July celebration. Gladys, could you fill us in on what you've learned or what you know? I'll give you one little note of before you start. The governor is moving Garfield County to green tomorrow. Hmm.
I heard we had our first death in Garfield County today.
Did you?
Yes.
I heard that as well today.
So did I. Nobody knew any details, though.
Yeah,
what
so
I read was they were between, if I got this right, 40 and 65, and they did have health issues.
And so
I think it was a man.
Even though we're moving to green, I think we need to proceed carefully, and we've talked about that. So Gladys, go ahead and tell us what's up with.
Okay, we discussed, Pam and I got together and discussed. We came up with, a parade. We felt that we start at 10 a.m. in the morning. We meet at the four corners there by the Burr Trail. And I think what we can, to line up for the parade, I think that we can have enough room on the north side and on the south side so we don't block the intersection. And maybe just when the parade starts, then I can have you know, the people there who are going to direct traffic, they could just stop the traffic while we cross the intersection, and then they could step over behind the last of the parade and then close the route going up, you know, the city street. We're talking about going around, not on the state highway, over on the city street that goes up past Farlands and eventually goes up past the school, Sam Stout's the school, and then end at the city park. And that's what we come up with. The only concern that has been addressed to me is, and I've had numerous people say, they do not want it to be a political parade. They want it to be a patriotic and fun parade. That's okay. All I have. Anybody have any comments?
So anything at the end? I mean, are we just dismissing from there?
I think that was the plan. Yes.
Because I think Pam mentioned, and I don't know if you talked, she mentioned something about handing out popsicles or watermelon, but I haven't heard that.
We thought about that, but watermelon, to me, you're still taking a chance passing germs.
Yeah, I agree.
Pop ices, now maybe, you know what I mean, they're individually wrapped. If you want to do that, we can do that. But then there's a problem, okay, how do you keep them frozen? You know, I guess if you had some coolers to put them in, they might keep frozen that long, you know.
There's a freezer in the fridge in the kitchen.
Oh, there is. There is, isn't there?
I was just going to say, if we want to bring it over early and put it in the kitchen, and then, yeah, I could just bring it over to the park for when the parade ends, be at the end of the route.
Are we concerned that it'll cause people to be more together and that the outside of the plastic, their mouths are on them directly? And yes. So if anyone touches plastic, I mean, it's not like a wrapper that you take off, right? If we're doing the push-up ones, so they're touching something that was exposed. It's just something for us to consider if we use those types of push-up popsicles.
And maybe we're better off just to go with nothing, assume that there's going to be candy in that at the parade that they're going to throw out.
Yeah. It seems okay you want to do something, but you also don't want to do anything that could cause harm. So it's a difficult place that you want to celebrate, and you want to, you know, especially for the kids, you want to give them something special, and they, you know, make it, especially right now, they've had so little special.
Well, I know, like Gladys said, I know people will probably throw candy.
Yeah.
And maybe that's enough. You know, my worry is a little bit like Elizabeth, if you start bunching them up at the end, then who knows what happens. So, you know,
And that's my feeling, is that we don't want to be the ones, you know, naturally people are going to gather together. Naturally people are going to throw out candy or do all those things, but we don't want to be hosting something and being responsible for getting them all to come together really closely, or for potentially passing anything more than will already inevitably be at the event.
And we chose to do it in the morning is because we said, okay, then at the end of the parade, then you can go to your homes, do your barbecues or whatever you have with family, whatever you want.
Yeah.
Okay, sounds good. Gladys, do you want to put together an announcement that goes out on pegboard?
Yes. Pam said she would do that, would take care of doing the announcement on pegboard, and I'll take care of getting with Ray for somebody to, you know, do the highway direction.
Okay. You know, if we're not on the highway, the town doesn't have to do it, but it's still wise there at that intersection to.
That's what I thought. The fire department could, you know what I mean? All they would need is a couple of people there, and then maybe somebody at the other end, or can we just put up a road closed sign up by the post office?
You know, I think it'd be better if we have someone there posted. We could put cones or something across the road, but I think it would help if we have someone that's actually there directing traffic, so we don't have someone go around and head down.
Okay, I'll take care of that.
Yeah, let's cover all of our streets where something could, you know, somebody could come on. And I don't know about the road that goes to
Mesa. Black Mesa.
But we have enough. We have enough firemen and firewomen that we can. They could station people at those places.
Okay.
Yeah, and I think even the road going into Mesa, you could just ask, let Randy know, and even you know.
I'm talking going Black Ledge.
Oh,
Black
that. Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry. I was thinking when you said Boulder Mesa, I was thinking the restaurant, but now I know.
Yeah, Black Mesa is what I meant.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll take care of that.
Okay, perfect. Any other questions anybody has on that?
So thank you, Pam, for doing the announcement for us.
Yeah, thanks to both of you for pulling that together. I think it's important. I think it'll make people, you know, feel a little bit more like they've had a 4th of July. And I like Gladys's idea of doing it in the morning. And then people have the day to spend with each other, families, and I think that's a lot safer. So that's good. Next thing on the agenda was we normally at this time of year, we issue a fireworks ordinance. Do we want, I mean, we could vote tonight to go ahead and authorize that Judy, you know, just draft that for this year. It'll be very similar to what we've done past years. I think we're very dry. I think it's a good idea maybe, but does anybody else have any comments?
I think it's a good idea. It's extremely dry and high fire.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, so.
Okay, to start when?
I'd say start it Monday. And can it go for 30? Well, we want it probably to go through the 24th.
Yeah.
How long have we had for before, Judy?
I can't remember. And I went clear through the boxes of ordinances and resolutions today and couldn't find an old one, though I'm sure there's one somewhere.
It seems like when I went through the ordinances earlier this year and was making copies, most of them went through October.
I think that's a good idea. Next week and go through October. I believe that's great.
And you're going to have the hunt and everything. That's really a good idea. People celebrate. That's a good idea.
Okay, so beginning when?
I'd say next Monday.
Monday the 22nd.
Okay. All right. We'll do it.
Okay, so I'll entertain a motion to go ahead and adopt, I would call it a fire and fire restriction ordinance.
Okay.
I'll make a motion that we adopt a fireworks and fire ordinance to run through, what was it, June 22nd through October 1st. And have Judy draft that for us. That's my motion.
I think you need to make it through the end of October.
So we can amend that motion if everybody agrees with that. That seems late in the year to me, but maybe that's okay. I don't.
We could always repeal it if we could. I mean.
You know, one of the things that we've done is try to follow what guidance we get from BLM and Forest Service.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they kind of let theirs expire when the weather allows. So maybe we could word it to correspond to the fire restrictions lifted when they lift theirs.
Okay, that sounds good.
Okay, so I'll amend the motion to say starting Monday and ending with BLM and Forest Service fire restrictions.
I second that motion.
Okay, so it's been motioned, it's been seconded by Elizabeth. So Elizabeth?
Aye.
Judy?
Aye.
Gladys?
Yes.
Steve, yes, so that passes 4-0. So Judy, if you will draft that and We'll try to make the wording go with what we've had, but add in what we just talked about.
Good.
Hey, landfill personnel, the only thing, I talked to Dean after our last meeting, and I told him that we were okay with him taking over the landfill attendant job. It seems like he knows what he's doing, and like Judy said before, he seemed really excited to have to be able to do that. I asked him if he needed a replacement, or kind of discussed the fact that he may not be there every Saturday, and he assured me that he would. Emphatically that I will be there, and I said, well, we can find someone to fill in for you, and he just insisted that he would never miss, and I said, well, what if there's an emergency? Well, there won't be. So I didn't get very far trying to convince him to train someone.
He doesn't want a sub.
I know. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to propose, I will talk to Conrad, since that's his, I will see if Conrad would be the fill-in, or if he will find someone to at least train. The other thing Dean said, he said, well, maybe we can just close it if I'm not there, and maybe someone will have to miss a Saturday once in a blue moon. And I said, well, maybe that's an option too. But, he indicated that he would never miss a Saturday. So.
Okay.
So that's pretty admirable, but so unless anybody has anything, other idea, I'll just talk to Conrad, discuss what I talked with Dean about, and maybe let Conrad, he could be the fill-in if necessary, and, you know, he probably needs to know what kind of numbers are being kept and how it works, and I think that's probably okay for Conrad to get a little training.
Sounds good to me.
All right. Sounds good. Let's move on to approving checks. Everybody has copies of the checks for March, April, and May. Were there any questions on any of those lists?
I don't, did we get them in an email? Sorry, I missed that.
Yeah.
I'm looking for them, and I have something from March, but that was it back in April.
Yeah, they did come in an email.
Because I have the March ones, but that's the last ones that I saw.
Judy, Judy Drain, did you get copies of all three?
I didn't.
Oh, dear. What did I do?
Steve, do you have them in an email that you can send to us now or no?
I can send them to you.
Okay. Thank you, Judy.
Yeah.
Do we want to postpone that to our July meeting? I mean, it's not a rush. We can just do it in our July meeting.
Yeah, let's just do that so we have a chance to look at them.
Okay. We'll put that off and we'll put that on the agenda for July. And then we'll add June in there, so we'll have everything caught up. Our fiscal year ends June 30th anyway, doesn't it, Judy?
Yes.
Yeah, so that'll be okay if we just approve all of those through those 4 months. So.
Okay.
That was...
Public comments.
Other than public comments, do we have any public comments? Going once, going twice. Okay. I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
I will make that motion.
Okay, Gladys has made the motion to adjourn.
I'll second it.
Seconded by Judy Drain. Elizabeth?
Aye.
Judy Drain?
Aye.
Gladys?
Yes.
Gladys?
Yes.
Oops. Okay, and Steve, yes. Motion passes 4-0. Thank you, everybody.
Everyone. Bye. Thank you.
We'll get you a copy of the budget. Thank you.
Okay.